And wherever he's at today, I believe that the Lord will use him mightily. He is a prolific wordologist. That's what I call him, a wordologist. He's hard to beat. And you really can't compete with that mind that he got. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in there. I call him Big Brother. And out of all the people in the world and out of all the contacts that I have in this earth, I call him to run stuff by. He's a wordologist. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Praise the name of God. And when he's on the road out there preaching to all those fellas in those conventions and stuff, they be at awe, sitting behind him with their mouth hanging open. And I feel like telling them, close your mouth. Flies, get in your mouth. Shut your mouth, man. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. What you said about him, you might as well take it on back. You take it back. You're going to take it back. When he get finished preaching, you're going to take all that back. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So this morning, it afforded me the privilege to be in town to come and minister to some of the greatest people on earth, and that is this church. Amen. I think this is one of the greatest churches in Houston, Texas. Come on, somebody. That's what I see. There's some big churches in this city, but this one right here is one of the greatest churches in town. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. If you don't feel that way, I'll go tell somebody else that. You ought to feel that way about yours. You know, when I was growing up in the hood, couldn't nobody say nothing about my mama. If y'all ain't going to help you say something about my mama, we're going to have to fight. And I feel the same way about my church. I tell you off about my church. Y'all ain't going to help me up in here. I ain't going to cuss you out. I'll get close to it, but I ain't going to. Y'all ain't saying that. So we're grateful for the leadership of this house. Good to see one of my homeboys in the back. Love you, man of God. Good to see you, man. And that million-dollar smile and that blue suit on, well, you sharp today. Glory to God's name. Good to see you in the house. Y'all love the Lord? Yeah. Thank God that my wife was able to make it with me today, and her and her son in the house today. And we're just grateful to be here. Let's believe God this morning. Glory to God's name. Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Thank you, God, for the leadership of this house. Thank you for the servants that are left in charge. I came in, God, she was doing so well this morning to lead this congregation into praise and worship. Thank you for the anointing on this woman of God's life. Thank you for her. Thank you for the musicians that are in place and the singers and the worshipers. I thank you for the choir today. Sung so well. Victory belonged to Jesus. Victory belonged to him. Hallelujah. Thank you for the men who are on the wall. When I pulled up in the parking lot, the mighty men met us at the gate. Thank you for everybody who's on their posts, who's doing so well. Thank you for the mothers and mother of the pastor. Thank you for all of those who gathered here today and the visitors. Thank you for my family who's in the room today. Glory to God's name. Thank you for birthdays. Thank you for bringing us over the hill. Thank you for keeping me alive, God. Just a little while longer. My birthday's on tomorrow. I'm glad that I'm still here. I praise you for the time that I've had with you. Woke up this morning and one of my preacher friends was dead and gone. Glory to God's name. Just talked to him 6 months ago. Preaching in the pulpit and died right after his sermon. I thank you, God, that you brought him to heaven just in time. Died doing what he loved. He God, I praise you that the souls that are here this morning, live and well, need to appreciate how good you've been to us. We're headed into Thanksgiving weekend. God, so many people are going crazy and things have gone out of control. But you kept us. In spite of ourselves, you kept us and never left us. And I praise you for the victory in the name of Jesus. Now bless your word. Send your word today in power, demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Don't let nobody leave this place the same way they came, but let your will be done on heaven and in earth. These and all the blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Clap your hands all over this room. Let's give God praise. Come on. Come on, clap your hands and bless the Lord. Gospel according to St. John. Gospel according to St. John. Let us stand at the reading of the word of the Lord. Chapter number 2. And let's begin at verse number 1. Glory to God's name. All prophetic now. And I'm going to exegese the text as we go. Amen. I don't know if we'll be able to get through all of it, but there are 11 major points that I want to bring out of this passage of scripture. Once again, it's good to see family in the house today. Thank God for you. Glory to God's name. 11 major prophetic points concerning your life that God showed me that I want to pull, man of God, out of this passage of scripture. And I believe it's going to bless us real good. Y'all ready? Amen. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to read it and down to verse 11. And then I'm going to go through the prophetic adjustment or the assignment of speaking into your life the miracles that are about to manifest. Now and January the 1st. Y'all ready? All right. Verse chapter St. John chapter 2, verse number 1. If you have it, say amen. Amen. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. I want you to take note of that. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. I want you to take note of that. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, I want you to take note of that. He didn't call her by her name. He just said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Powerful passage right here. Mine hour is not yet come yet. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. That's the Nike emblem. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. Just, y'all ain't talking to me. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone. Notice that number 6. After the manner of the purification of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. There's revelation in that. Jesus said unto them, fill all the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water, that was made wine and knew not whence it came. But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Canaan of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Out of verse 10, the bottom clause, but thou hast kept the good until now. I won't preach from this thought. Lay your Bible down, grab somebody by the hand, and look them eyeball to eyeball and tell them and say, God thought about you in this subject today. And tell them the subject that God wants you to know about you is that he saved the best for last. Y'all ain't talking to me. Tell somebody on your other side, behind you or in front of you, say, when God thought about you, he saved his best for last. You'll understand it better. By and by, you can be seated in the name of the Lord. He saved his best for last. Out of everybody in your family, when God thought about you, you was the last that they would have thought was going to get the best. But just do me a favor to make the devil mad. Just lift your hands and declare this right now. My worst is over, and my best is about to come. Y'all don't feel like praising him in here. Tell everybody on your row, my worst is over now. My best is about to come. Whatever the devil was going to do to you, he should have hurried up and done it, because you the best. He saved the best for last. I was looked over by everybody in the house. They thought I wasn't going to make it. As a matter of fact, them Negroes counted me out. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. He saved his best. Can I say this too? And maybe about 15 of you going to praise God right here. The last shall be first. And the first shall be. Come on, talk to me up in here. Tell somebody, I was at the back of the line, but look at me now. I preach in this place. Glory to God. One, two. Y'all two, come here. Glory to God's name. Come on, you two, girl. Glory to God's name. Come on, you get in. You get behind me. I'm going somewhere with this. You stay right there, Doc. Face that way. You face that way. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout glory to God. Matter of fact, come on with me, girl. Come on. Move forward, Doc. Move forward. Glory to God. Stop right there. Glory to God. Come on, Doc. Come on. You too. Come on, girl. Glory to God. He saved the best for last. Can I preach in here? Glory to God's name. Can I preach in this place? Glory to God's name. Now look at Doc up there. He in the front of the line. He the man now. I'm at the back of the line. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. Y'all ain't talking to me. But every once in a while, God gonna flip the line. Everybody turn around. Now I was at the back. Now I'm in the front. And God said, tell every praiser that showed up this morning that if you give me a quick place, I'll turn the line. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Shake your neighbor's hand and tell your neighbor, I was in the back, but the line is about to turn. He's gonna turn it in my favor. Y'all don't wanna help me preach. And all it takes is one moment, just one change, just one shift. Let me prophesy this and declare right now a winning season. For everybody who walked in this room today, you're about to enter a winning season. I ain't got a praiser nowhere. Tell everybody on your row, I'm getting ready to enter my winning season. I had enough losses. 100 losses. Y'all ain't going to help me up in here. 100 losses the Houston Astros experienced. And all it took was one season to turn them around. Now 100 losses turned to one champion. And God said there is a victory in this room that's in the mouth of a praiser that had loss after loss after loss. But if you open your mouth, I'll flip the line. Hey. Somebody shout glory to God. I feel you, girl. I feel you over there. He's changing it for me. Everybody had their turn, but it's my time. Let me get into the story. Let me get into the marriage of Cana. This marriage of Cana was the introduction to Jesus' ministry. I'm about to say something, and about 8 of you are going to catch this and praise it. This miracle, glory to God's name, was the miracle, watch this, that made Jesus go public. He was doing private miracles until this miracle introduced him to the public. I'm about to say something. There's stuff God been doing for you in private. But now God says, tell the folk who showed up today that praise me, whatever you about to get is going to go public. As a matter of fact, it's about to go viral. Y'all don't want to help me praise him. Grab somebody you can shout with and tell him he's been dealing with me in private. But now I'm about to go public and it's about to go viral. Everybody going to know that if God be for me, who can be against me? I feel the Holy Ghost right here. It kind of reminds you of a woman who get pregnant. She ain't showing for a little while. Tell your neighbor, I've been walking around here pregnant with a miracle. I ain't been showing, but I'm getting ready to go through my swelling stage. Everything around me getting ready to swell up. You can't praise him right here. I'll take this miracle for mine. My money is about to swell up. My bank account is about to get swollen. Somebody that needs some money, get up and go to leaping for joy and shout, it's getting ready to swell up. Y'all ain't talking to me. Everything around me is getting ready to blow up. This miracle, y'all sit down, y'all make me nervous. This miracle, glory to God's name, was about to go public because the secret, oh glory to God. I'm loaded with prophetic stuff this morning because the secret is about to get out. It's like the old mother said, I tried to keep it to myself. Glory to God, but I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. Tried to keep it to myself, but the blessing was so good until I had to open my big mouth and tell somebody who got a bigger mouth than mine that God worked it out for me. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. What you're saying, Dawson, what God's getting ready to do this week, you'll try to keep it to yourself. But you're going to have to tell somebody who's got a bigger mouth than yours that if God be for me, who can be against me? That he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask or think according to the power that worketh in me. This marriage at Cana was a Jewish marriage, and it had Jewish customs. And there was what is called the betrothal. Some of you have been going through a spiritual betrothal. The betrothal lasts a whole year. Whole year. Somebody say a whole year. A whole year. That means the bride and the groom had to go through a year of betrothal. They had to go through a year of getting ready, of preparing themselves. This was that year. For somebody in that room, you've been in courtship with God. God been courting you all year long, getting you ready for what he's about to do next. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. You didn't get all you want. You just got just enough to get you ready for the end of the year. You're gonna end this year strong. Who am I prophesying to? You didn't get the house you want. You didn't get all the money you want. You didn't get all the stuff you want. But God been getting you ready for the biggest moment of your life. Shake somebody's hand like you're going to shake it off and tell him he been getting me ready. He done got people away from me that ain't supposed to be with me. He done cut folk off from me that ain't supposed to enjoy this blessing. I'm going to enjoy this thing all by myself. Just me and my family this time. I got the devil out my house. I got good news, bad news about to turn into good news. Somebody open your mouth and shout hallelujah. The job you've been praying for, you're about to get the phone call. The stuff you've been asking God to do, the door is already open. You can anticipate it. You can't sleep at night. You feel like something big is about to happen. And I got good news as a prophet from God to tell you, get ready for something bigger than you ever had in your life. Get up and go to shouting in here and declare it's about to get real big because he saved the best. God help this black man preach. Let me say this, and I wrote this in my notes last night, and I normally don't preach with notes, but I wrote this stuff down for y'all. God dates you before he bless you. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me up here. He dates you. And anybody know about going on your first date with your wife or your husband? Glory to God's name. When I met Lady Dawson, glory to God's name, the date was fun. And we had a long distance dating relationship. I lived in Columbus and she lived in Houston. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. On her way to work, she called me and put on the whinings and let me listen to her while she drive to work. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. And it is the dating and the courtship that makes you friends before you become family. And don't say this, but only those of you that know this song can understand what I'm about to say. Shake your neighbor's hand and tell your neighbor this, I'm a friend of God. I'm not just no church brat. I'm God's friend. If I walked away, a real friend won't let you walk away. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. And what has to happen between a husband and a wife, you gotta be more friends than you are lovers. See, sex work good for everybody, but if you don't have a friendship, you won't handle the bad times as well as the good times. Sex don't help you get through bad times. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. Real friends don't walk out on people that they really love. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in there. And real friends don't talk about you like a dog when you're down, but they reach down with you and help you get up. I wish I had some friends up in here. Give somebody a high five and tell them that's really what I need. I just need a good friend. I want God to just be my friend. Abraham knew about God, and God bragged on Abraham to his enemies at one time. And they said, God, what is it about Abraham you like? And Abraham say, they say, Abraham, what is it about God you like? And God said, Abraham is my friend. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. And so the courtship, there was a betrothal that took place. And point number two, glory to God's name, it was time for the marriage to take place. But get this now, if you're taking notes, the marriage ceremony would take place in the evening. Evening, the bride, glory to God's name, walked to the home for the ceremony, the evening. Now, there's something prophetic in that, because there is an evening that comes to everybody's life. Can I preach up in here? And that evening is when you was in sin. And that evening comes because the time comes, or the time runs out on your days of sinning and cutting the food. Don't say this if you don't feel like praising God. But grab somebody and just shake them real good and tell them, I'm in my evening time. That means time is running out on me cutting the fool and running the streets and acting like I'm crazy and acting like I don't want to be saved. There's an evening that's coming. A dark night is coming for that. And you know anything about evening time? Evening time suggests that a day is getting ready to hit. That a morning is coming. If I can just get through this night season, my morning is about to come. This is where we praise him and turn over some tables right here and spill a few drinks, because I hear the Lord say, weeping may endure for a night. Y'all ain't helping me. But joy is about to come in the morning. If you feel like tearing up the church, just hunch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm getting ready to hit my morning. That means I'm about to have my day. I'm about to hit a stride that most people don't get to. Every dog has the day. I'm about to have my day. My morning is about to come. My midnight is over. I've struggled long enough. I need a daybreak. I need a day to come. I need my day. I need a day to come to show all my haters that God is still with me. Can I preach in this place? Point number three. The ceremony, once the ceremony starts and evening comes, glory to God's name, and they get to the church. Point number three is that the ceremony is followed by a supper. And the supper is special because the supper is by invitation only. Can I preach right here? The reason why it's by invitation only is because uninvited guests are not allowed to sit at the table. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. Everybody shows up for the ceremony, but everybody don't get to the supper. You gotta have an invitation to get to the supper. Now the ceremony is like the service, but the supper is like the altar call. Many are called, oh Lord have mercy, but few are chosen. Everybody hears God call them to the marriage, but everybody don't get the invitation, because some folk just want to have church. Some folk don't want to get delivered. And you can be saved but not delivered. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. And it don't make no sense to be in church, but you ain't gonna be delivered. What good does it do to come to church but still sin at night? What good does it do? One writer said it like this. What good does it do for a man to profit the whole world and lose his soul? My soul is too important to play church. Mm-hmm. And we got enough players at church. Time for the player to put up his player card and go on home. Recess is over. It's time for the real church to come out of the corner and start being the church. Somebody said, what we gonna do with all this stuff Donald Trump got going? We just gonna have church. But the real church is gonna open up his mouth. If you haven't seen by now, all of these players who've been molesting and been perverts, and y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. If you haven't seen the news by now and watch what's going on CNN and all that stuff with all of these guys being exposed, they're being exposed because God says it's time for those who have the real invitation to open up your mouth and give me the praise. Because I'm tired of watching what's being done in the dark. And all of this stuff that's been under the table and under the rug, God said, I'm pulling the covers of all this foolishness that's going on. And because it's time for the real house of God to open its mouth and be what I'm called you to be. A peculiar people, a holy nation. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me up in here. Baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and baptized in the Holy Ghost. It's one thing to go down in water, but it's another thing to speak in tongues. And those of us that's got the Holy Ghost got the right to open our mouths and praise God, because they that praise him and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. I got a church this morning. Let all of you that have the Holy Ghost open your mouth in this place, and let's raise the standard that God has called us to be. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me in here. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel something stirring. Hunt your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I got my invitation. Tell them, if I die tonight, I got an invitation at the table in heaven. I'm not scared of death. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. I'm not weary in well doing. I know I'll reap in I faint not. And if this earthly house, this tabernacle be destroyed, I got another builder and maker. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. You all not be afraid to face death. You all not to be afraid that the rapture is getting ready to come, and it is. I could close right there. And the rapture is, we're at the end of time, if you haven't heard about it. And it's time for those of us that are saved and sanctified to be that, and ask the enemy who's on the Lord's side. Is there anybody in here beside me on the Lord's side today? Lift your hand and shout, I'm on the Lord's side. Number four, then after the supper, there is what is called the festivities. And some people don't show up for the invitation. They show up for the festivities. And they remind you of people who just want the fishes and the loaves. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. In Columbus, Ohio, I was doing great ministry in Columbus, Ohio, until the people, glory to God's name, wanted the gift but not the man. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. And let me tell you something, God will remove his candlestick out of a place for people who want the blessing but you don't want the preacher. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me up in here. You got to be careful showing up for the miracles, but you don't want the ministry. Y'all ain't going to talk to me up in here. You just can't get the bread and the crumbs and think that's all you're going to get out of it. This is called relationship. The Bible said, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together. David said it like this, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
You ought to be glad that you got a church and a preacher who love his wife and serve the Lord with all of his heart. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. You ought to be thankful. This might not be the biggest church, but it's your church. Can I preach in this place? Oh, touch and agree with your neighbor and say, hey, neighbor, I thank God I'm in a church that's got bread in the preacher's mouth. That when the preacher opened up his mouth, a miracle's gonna come out of it. And I prophesied about 50 of you in here that showed up today that this will be a week of miracles, signs and wonders. I'm not just talking about turkey and dressing either. I'm talking about real praises. Are getting ready to see something that's going to blow your mind. Slap somebody and tell them, I'm not just here for the festivities. I need a miracle. I got a 911 emergency. And if God don't answer my prayer, oh, hell gonna break loose. Somebody lift your voice and open your mouth and shout, I'm ready for my miracle.
Let me give you the revelation on the festivities. The festivities after the supper lasted longer than a day. Can I preach right there? And that's a good place to preach, because some people ain't saved longer than a day. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Your salvation should last longer than a week. Come on, talk to me up in here. We got folk that get saved today and they gone in a month. Listen, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Paul wrote this to Peter, and he said this to Peter, a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as 1 day. And that means God got a time clock. It means if you've been going through for 10 years, you've only been going through for 1 minute and 10 seconds. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. If you've been going through all year long, you've been going through 0.0001 second. And that means you ain't went through nothing. If you hang around God long enough and last past a day or two, he's got to work it out. Whatever you're going through, if you hang around long enough, he's got to turn it around for you. I wish I had help up in here. You got to stop backsliding and running off just because trouble hits your house. You got to learn to praise God. I feel like closing right here. You got to learn to shout through the problems, because the truth be told, it ain't problems that you up against. It's process. And all God's trying to do is process you through the hail and through the storm and the rain. And it is in that process that you learn to be anointed. The anointing don't come from good looks. It comes from being processed through some stuff that should have killed you by now. I wish I had about 20 praisers. Get somebody you can show enough praise God with. Shake them and rock them and rock them and shake them. And say, hey neighbor, it ain't problems that I'm worried about. I got 99 problems, but Jesus ain't one. Shake them real good and say, hey neighbor, it's the process that I'm in right now. I can't cry, I can't laugh, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do, but if I maintain my integrity and hang in here a little bit longer and keep on praising God, watch this, every bill will be paid. Y'all ain't gonna help me praise him. I need a man to shake his wife. I need a brother to shake your sister, shake your mama, shake your cousin, and tell them, go through the process. It ain't gonna kill you. It's gonna make you stronger. Your anointing comes because you stayed alive when everybody else dropped out of church. You had the nerve and the mitigated gall to say, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Tell your neighbor, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name. Oh God, I feel it. The day that you're going through is about over now.
That struggle you in is about to come to an end. Who am I prophesying to? The day, let me say this, the days of being broke, that curse is broken. God said that curse is in reverse. That struggle is about over. You cried long enough. That job is coming to you. It's coming. They're going to call you after a while. Bills are about to get canceled. Debts are about to get wiped out. Your worst is over. Your best is about to come. He saved the best.
Somebody shout glory to God. Number five, Jesus' mother was in charge of the festivities, but her name was never mentioned in the story. Lord, help me preach this thing. That means the preachers may run the church, but God's name or the preacher's name isn't bigger than the name of Jesus. His name is a strong tower. And the righteous run therein and are safe. It's in the name of Jesus that we have the victory. I already know that my name ain't bigger than God's name. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. I already know that at the end of the day, like my sister said when she was up, that God is still in control. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me up in here. Point to somebody on your row and tell them God's in control. I don't care how bad things look right now, God is in control. He gonna work it out. If you hold out, a change will come. Job said it like this, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. For all the days of my appointed time will I wait, because my change is about to come. Boy, I feel a shout right here. I just heard the Lord say, tell everybody who showed up this morning, hold on and hold out. Your change is about to come. I'm about to work it out for you. I'm about to turn this thing in your favor. Somebody shout hallelujah. Slap somebody a high five and tell them my change is coming. Change at the house. Change in my children. Change in my family. A change on my job. Change in my income. Change in this church. A change is about to come. Y'all ain't gonna, my health is about to change. Sickness can't kill me. Depression can't take me out. Discouragement got to leave my house. There are demons at your house right now, packing up suitcases, climbing out of windows, because a change is already at your house. Somebody get on your feet. Go to leaping for joy and shout, my change is coming. Loneliness ain't gonna stop me. Being broke ain't gonna stop me. What you said about me ain't gonna stop me. You talked about me and it blessed me. You tried to kill me and it promoted me. Open your mouth. Go to praising God. I need another runner to take off running like that man right there. And shall let's run for it. Our change is about to come. If your shoes hurt your feet, kick your shoes off and go to praising God and declare, my change is on its way. I know this church ain't big, but it's big enough for you to take one lap and declare to that devil, you tried to stop me, but my change is. Need somebody to make sure you get a picture of this and show it to the bishop, because everybody that's running got a change coming this week. I dare you to shout while you're running. Change in my children. Change in my family. Change in my body. Change in my mind. Change is coming. Some
Somebody run for your family. Somebody run for your children. Somebody run for the deliverance of your whole house. Not one person gonna be delivered, but the whole house gonna be delivered. Shando, open your mouth and shout, my change, my change, my change is overdue, my change. I'm overdue for a change. He saved the best for last. He called Rabbi. There go mama. I see you, mama. I done gave my offering. I'm looking for a change. I done gave my praise. I'm looking for a change. I done worshiped. I'm looking for a change. I done cried. I'm looking for a change. I've been frustrated, but I'm looking for my change. Throw your hands up and holler. Do me a favor, woman of God. Go grab Bishop's sister in that center aisle right there while she's dancing. I'm going to shout with her and tell her you're praising God in the middle of your change. I want you to get somebody you can dance with just like that. Everybody get a dance partner. Come on, get you a partner. I don't care if you got to get in groups of twos or threes. But everybody get a partner. I tell them I'm right in the middle of going forward and going backwards. But if I praise God, I'm going forward. I'm right in the middle of quitting or staying. But my praise is an indication that I'm going to keep on praising Him. I'm right in the middle of giving up everything and throwing in the towel. But my praise is an indication that I'm going to keep on going. I'm too close to quit. I come too far to turn around. I can't go back now.
Oh, my shot. Lady Dawson, I put this thing together last night. The Lord just started talking to me and told me to write this stuff down. I didn't know it was going to be a bomb like this. Everybody change partners. Go get another partner. Go get somebody else. Everybody change partners. I tell them I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle. I'm like the man and the woman in the middle. I don't know whether to go or stay. I don't know whether to run or holler. But one thing I am going to do is hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, because the battle's not yours. The battle belongs to God. Open your mouth and praise God while God fights your battle. Y'all want some more? Y'all ready to quit? Y'all want some more? Throw your arm around somebody and hug them real tight and squeeze them with all the Holy Ghost you got left and tell them your change gonna come after a while. He called Rabbi Shandi. Be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap in due season if you faint not. Y'all want one more revelation? Rababa Shando. Eka. I'm going to give you this last one because I got to go to the airport. I got to be in Dallas tonight. Everybody holler the place, the place. Come on, open your mouth and holler the place. Oh, blessings don't come to your hand. Some blessings come to the place. You just got to be in the right place at the right time. Throw your arm around your neighbor like this and tell him, I'm in the right place. Today I'm in the right place.
Let me say this while you're praising God. Don't let no hypocrite, don't let no hater move you out of your place. Y'all ain't gonna help me in here. Come on, get arm in arm with your neighbor and tell your neighbor, hold your place. Stay in place. Don't let Negroes and flies get you out of the will of God. Wherever God puts you, stay there until he bring the blessing. The blessing is on its way to this place. I heard the Lord say, while you got your arm in your neighbor's arm, go to shouting with them on your row and tell them the blessing's coming to this place. It's coming to this place. This place been dry. Devil been fighting this place. But God said, stay in place. I'm getting ready to send the blessing to the house. I'm about to say something, and only about 17 of y'all gonna catch this. Don't let your condition change your position. Let me say it again. Let me say it again. Don't let your condition change your position. If you shout with no money in your pocket, you sending a message to hell that money ain't gonna stop my prayer. As a matter of fact, I'm going to praise God until the check is in the mail. I just heard the Lord say, get ready, a check about to hit somebody's mailbox. Somebody open your mouth and go to leaping for joy. God said, I'm going to put a miracle in your bank account. I'm prophesying and y'all ain't praising. There's a miracle coming to your money. Open your mouth because you're in the right place. Oh, Bishop, you better get me out of this church. I didn't tore your church. The marriage took place in Cana in Galilee. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. There's significance and prophetic significance. Cana, glory to God's name, was 7 miles from Galilee and Nazareth. Jesus came out of Nazareth. He had no choice but to come past the wedding because it was in the right place. Oh God, I'm about to tear that up. Jesus had no choice but to come by this service today because folk are in the right. And the last time I checked, whenever Jesus show up, miracles, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Miracles got to start manifesting. Notice he was 7 miles. 7 is God's number of perfection. It means that God is getting ready to perfect what you tried to perform. If you wrote out a contract, God said, I'm going to perfect it. It also means completion. It means whatever's incomplete in your life right now, God said, because of this service, I'm going to complete it before the end of the year. Lift your hand and shout glory to God. 7 is the number of divine protection. God says, I'm getting ready to protect your house. I'm going to put angels in your front and your back. And not only am I going to protect means to provide. Y'all ain't going to help me up in here. He said, I'm getting ready to provide. Glory to God. Whatever you lacking, whatever you short of, this week he will provide. You don't have to wait till Christmas to come for him to stretch out in you. He said, I'm going to stretch out before Christmas comes. Before this year run out, you won't run out of praise. And neither will you run out of victories. There'll be a victory on every corner of your life. I'm prophesying and y'all ain't saying nothing. He said, hold on now, perfection is coming. I'm going to perfect that which you put in my hands. That which was going twisted and going in the wrong direction, I'm going to perfect it and send it in the right direction. Point number seven. Andrew, Simon, Philip, Nathaniel, and John were special guests at the wedding ceremony. Five disciples invited to the ceremony. Five is the number of grace. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. What you're saying, Bishop Dawson, by grace are we saved. That not of ourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast, but it is the grace of God. Grace, what is grace? God's unmerited favor. There's nothing you could do to deserve that grace. It is because he died for us, rose again with all power, that his grace is sufficient, enough for me. That when men would count us out, he would count us in. It is his grace that saved me. It wasn't the preacher, it wasn't my church. That was just the conduit that he was going to use his grace. But grace was there when I was in the club. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. And when the bullets was flying everywhere, grace was there when I was sleeping with all them women and should have got AIDS, should have been dead by now. It was his grace. Grace was there when God was calling my name and I was rejecting the call of God. And he didn't let me die in my sin, but he kept me alive until I heard the clarion call and answered it. It is God's grace. It is God's grace that woke me up this morning, started me on my way. I didn't have to wake up this morning, but his grace shook my bed. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. And if you thank God for anything, you need to thank God for his grace. Because the truth be told, where you come up short at as a sinner, it is his grace that's a bridge between you and the devil, that allow you to be saved and not exposed. It is his grace. It is his grace that's on you, that when sinners look at you and you broke, busted, and disgusting, they can't help but see a blessing on you. It is his grace that's going to keep you blessed through the rest of this year. It is his grace that's going to help pay your bills this week. It is his grace that you ain't on the street homeless. It was grace when Hurricane Harvey came through town and wiped out everything, but your house was still dry. It's his grace that you are not destroyed, but you still got your right mind. It's his grace when everybody walked out on you and left you to die. His grace caught you and kept you from breaking into a thousand pieces. Somebody lift up your hands and thank God for his grace. Thank God for his grace, that it was grace that helped you raise the kids by yourself. When the man walked out on you and left you with the kids, you raised them by yourself. It was God's grace that you and the kids wasn't on the street. Come on, talk to me at church. Lift your hands and go to worshiping God and thank God for his grace. Point number eight. Pharisees were invited to the dinner and they called Jesus a wine bibber. There's always people around you who will never understand your blessing. Neither will they ever understand the power that you possess. God uses haters to show off his blessing. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. And it's the haters that he allowed to hang around your life and say what they say
so the blessing can get bigger. It takes dirt to make things grow. And the dirtier the haters make it, the bigger and the faster you about to grow. There's always haters in your family. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. Who jealous of the provision that's on your life. And you need to tell them, if you serve God like I serve him, you'd have what I have. If you went through what I went through, you praise God too. And if you know anything else while you're sitting up in this church, if you're sitting beside me, you shout when I shout. Because when God bless me, he got to bless you too. Jealousy is a wicked spirit that rests on church folks. Not saved folk, but church folks. Church folks hate to see you get a cup. Y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. But saved folks shout with you when you ride up with your new car. And there's an anointing for a car spirit in here. That God said there'll be a parking lot full of new cars. Going into January, there'll be new homes released. I hear the sound of keys in my ear. Somebody about to move in something brand new. You got 30 seconds to open your mouth and praise God like you want it. Come on, talk to me in here. Touch and agree with your neighbor. Say, hey, neighbor, the haters are going to get me blessed. It's the haters that are pushing God to bless me. It's the haters that are pushing me to my next dimension. Open your mouth, shake your neighbor's hand, and tell your neighbor, keep on talking. Just keep on running your mouth. You're getting me blessed. Oh God. I'm coming to my close now, number 9. The term that he used to his mama. Woman, you tripping. My hour has not come yet. Don't push me too fast. Because it's not right now about my messiahship. Meaning I'm not ready to die yet. Only about 20 of y'all gonna praise him right here. The party is just getting ready to get started. Y'all don't wanna talk to me. I'm just getting ready to get started. He saved the best. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me up in here. Grab somebody and tell them, I'm just getting ready to get started. Tell them the miracles that are coming to me this season is gonna be the stuff that just get me out the gate. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard the things that God is getting ready to do for them that love him. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But we shall remember the name of the Lord our God. I'm just getting started. You ain't seen nothing yet. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me up in here. Where you about to live, folk ain't seen it yet. What's about to happen to you, folk ain't seen it yet. Right now, they're just looking at 1/10 of the blessing. When God gets finished with you, by the time January roll around, it's going to blow everybody's mind. Everybody get on your feet all over the building and lift your hands. I'm at my close. My time is up. Everybody on your feet, lift them hands to God. My time is up. Lift them hands to God. Let me give you 10 and 11 and let me close with it. Time is up. He says to them, bring me something to work with. I'm ready to work a miracle, but y'all ain't give me nothing to work with. They say, Jesus, it's late now. The party's almost over. Jesus said, no, the party's just beginning. I'm in the room now. They said, Jesus, it's late. It's late. You're late. We done ran out of wine and ain't nothing left. And the party is going to have to end because y'all ain't going to talk to me. Because there ain't nothing left. Jesus said, y'all crazy. Y'all don't know who y'all talking to. Listen, lift them hands. I'm getting ready to say something. And only about 20 of y'all going to catch this.
man's extremity becomes God's opportunity.
Listen, lift your hands. I'm about to say something. Y'all got to catch this in your spirit. It ain't always money you need. For some of us, we just need an opportunity. If I could get one more chance, just one more shot at success, I will be an overnight success. I'm about to say something. With them hands are up, I just heard the Lord say, tell everybody whose hands are up, that the shot and the opportunity that I'm getting ready to release to you next, it's going to make you an overnight success. Wherever you've been blocked, God said, I'm moving all blockers. And I'm creating a way that don't make sense, but it make miracles. For them that praise me, in a season of adversity. You got 30 seconds to lift your hands and open your mouth. If what I said to you makes sense, open your mouth and just start praising God like you know what God's about to do. Come on. Come on. He said, I'm ready to work a miracle. But you got to bring me something to work with. Lift your hands. Open your mouth.